Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson here in the Allstate Showcase studio on a beautiful Sunday morning on Michigan Avenue, 7:45 in the morning. Joining me now on the phone is my Tribune colleague, Hal Dardick, part of the political team at Chicago Tribune. Hal and I have been, mainly Hal's been working covering the Democratic primary nomination contest for Cook County State's Attorney between Anita Alvarez, Kim Fox, and Donna Moore. And they had a pretty interesting debate that aired on Channel 7, was taped at Channel 7. It's actually airing the replay later this morning. But, Hal, thanks for joining me this morning.
Oh, it's good to be here, Rick.
Well, you know, this was kind of interesting, and I think our story reflected it on Saturday, the fact that, you know, for months, Alvarez has kind of been playing defense over the whole controversy over the police shooting death of Laquan McDonald and the release of the video and questions about why did it take so long to charge the police officer in that case more than a year after that shooting death occurred in October of 2014, playing defense about that. But she was firing on offense on Friday night in that debate.
Oh, yeah. She came out with guns blazing. I think she felt like she had to, especially targeting Kim Fox, who is the opponent that's getting all the endorsements and all the contributions to her campaign.
Because?
And she came out guns blazing, accused her pretty much of being a liar and about her experience as an assistant state's attorney, because initially she said she tried hundreds of cases, and she, in discussions with the Tribune, backed off of that and came down to a number of about 100. It's tough to prove them all up because they were juvenile cases. And so she called her a proven liar. And she also referred to the fact she had to amend her campaign finances to show that her mentor, Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle, had done a poll for her before she even formed the committee for $25,000, and that was considered a contribution to the campaign. So Anita came out, you know, attacking her, whereas, you know, up till then, as you say, she had been largely defending herself about the whole Laquan McDonald, the 13 months it took to charge officer Jason Van Dyke in that case.
And, of course, there's no secret that Tony Preckwinkle has made it a major point that she's all in for Kim Fox in this. And there's not a great deal of friendship that exists between Anita Alvarez and Tony Preckwinkle.
Oh, not at all. They've never really gotten along very well. It started out in Tony's first year in office about 6 years ago with a budget battle where Anita Alvarez didn't get the budget she wanted. And then it evolved into a disagreement over how the criminal justice system works and the diversion of lower-level drug offenders so they're not in jail, in different philosophies of how the office should be run. And although Anita, you know, in the post-game after the debate the other night, was saying that the Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle is power-hungry, that all she wants is the power. She already controls the public guardian. She appoints that individual, and now she wants to control the state's attorney. So that's her allegation. Kim Fox in discussions and says, you know, I'm my own person, and I'm happy to have the support of Tony Preckwinkle. And frankly, you know, without Tony Preckwinkle, she wouldn't be quite as much of a threat to Anita Alvarez
right.
as she is, because Tony Preckwinkle engineered that Democratic endorsement of her. The money's flown in from SEIU, the CTU. Well, no money yet from CTU, but they did endorse her, and we can expect some money. And those are people that have traditionally supported Tony Preckwinkle. They're all in for Kim Fox.
And, I mean, yeah, Tony Preckwinkle engineered the slating of her because initially the Cook County Democratic Organization made no endorsement in that race. And it was because of Preckwinkle and her urging that they reconvened and decided to slate Kim Fox. But even having said all this, you still have the fact, and we just had that recent Tribune poll that found that Alvarez, with virtual widespread name recognition was backed by 34% of voters, Fox 27%, Donna Moore 12%, 26% undecided. And you've got a quarter of the electorate, you know, undecided weeks out before an election, and now you're starting to see the real influx of the TV advertising. And that TV advertising was actually, Kim Fox's ad was also a subject of the debate as well.
It was, because she used some of the dashboard video cam images from the shooting of Laquan McDonald that did not show the shooting itself, but it showed Laquan McDonald walking down the street moments before he was shot 16 times, as we all know now. And she said that, you know, that was distasteful and that was wrong for Kim Fox to use that. Of course,
she even tried anytime, to allege. She even tried to allege that it could be prejudicial as far as the trial of Jason Van Dyke, the Chicago police officer that was ultimately charged with murder in the case.
And she does make that point, and at the same time, it's hard to imagine that a lot of folks who watch TV haven't already seen those images.
Correct.
Probably repeatedly.
Correct, correct. I mentioned those poll numbers from a couple of weeks ago, and what was surprising to me then, and she still has an edge as of that point, narrow as it may be, despite the fact that more than 7 in 10 Democratic voters that we surveyed in the poll didn't buy her explanation of her handling of the McDonald case. And explains her handling of the case.
She says that in the McDonald case that she had a joint investigation with the federal authorities, with the U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI, and that she was waiting to take action in the case, even though she had decided weeks before she did indict or charge Officer Van Dyke, that she was going to charge him with first-degree murder, but she was waiting for the feds to wrap up their portion of the investigation. Of course, she says she released that or charged Van Dyke hours before the release. The court ordered release of the videotape, and in the interest of public safety, and that the federal investigation goes on, because the other issue that's going on here is a lot of people have alleged that the officers that responded to the scene lied about what happened there. We wrote about how at the Tribune about how the reports in that case did not really jibe with what was seen on the video, that they said the officer was threatened and that Laquan McDonald made movements towards him, which was not backed up by the video. And interestingly, during the debate the other night, Anita Alvarez sort of hinted that there could be federal charges coming. She said, you know, that it's a felony to lie to a federal agent. And that there could, and the obstruction of justice charges are being considered, but she wouldn't go any deeper into that. So she's trying to make it clear, I think, that you know, from her perspective, she was working on the case, whereas Kim Fox and her commercials are saying that she did nothing for 13 months. Of course, a lot of people think that it could have been charged sooner, but that's the debate that's raging right now.
Yeah, and what complicates that, I think, is, you know, one is a matter of law, and she, Alvarez does make the point that it is very difficult to try a police officer. It's not just the same as somebody that's accused of murder, just anybody on the street, that there are legal rules about use of deadly force, those kinds of things. And you have to put together a pretty comprehensive case, and that's understood. But you contrast that with the video that we've all seen and just the horrific nature of that video, which in a political sense is easy to argue, why did it take 400 days or 396 days or whatever to issue charges in that. And Kim Fox makes the point, well, and the whole game plan was for Alvarez and the U.S. Attorney's Office to simultaneously have a news conference to announce state and federal charges. I think that was what the ultimate game plan was. But as Kim Fox points out, we still haven't heard what's going on with the federal investigation, which is ongoing.
Right. Yeah, that federal investigation certainly continues. And Anita Alvarez makes a fair point. It is not easy to convict a police officer in a shooting incident. The standards are different, of course. They're armed by the government, and they're allowed to shoot in certain instances, and they're allowed to kill in certain instances. And there's a Supreme Court precedent that says that if that officer felt threatened, they had the right to fire. So it's a completely different standard. It's a tougher case. There's no question of that. And we've actually seen across the country cases where it seemed like an officer might be convicted, but they weren't. That said, that videotape is strong stuff. And, you know, the argument from both Kim Fox, and maybe even more forcefully from Donna Moore, the another challenger in the race, is that, you know, just based on that videotape alone and those officers' reports, you could have multiple charges in the case. I suppose, you know, all this will be borne out by time and what happens in court, which we won't know until after the election.
Well, after the election. That's my Tribune colleague, Hal Dardick. Hal, thank you very much for joining me this morning on the Sunday Spin.
It's my pleasure as always, Rick.
We'll be back with more right after this.